I had my first Christmas tree when I think I was 12, somewhere around there. So I said to Mom, "Mom, I'm going to have a Christmas tree this Christmas." She said, "What are you going to dress with?" I said, "I don't know, but I said, I'm going to get a tree." So I left the house and went up behind Mr. Ned Barry's house. And I got the tree where Mr. Ned Barry, where Mary lives now. And I cut a tree and I brought it home and I put it in. I had some crepe paper and I got that ready and I said to Mom, "I don't know what else I'm going to put on it," but she said to me, "Why don't you go over to Mr. Jim Smith's and see if he got anything?" So she gave me $5 and I went over to Mr. Jim Smith's. And I was always afraid of Mr. Smith, I suppose because of his mustache or something, I don't know. But anyway, I went in the store and he said, "Well, little girl, what are you looking for today?" And I told him I was looking for some Christmas decorations. And I was wondering if he had any there in store. And he said, "No," he said, "I don't." So anyway, I was leaving the store and he said to me, "Little girl," he said, "come back." He said, "I have some Christmas decorations," he said, "and you're denying to my daughter." He said, "You passed away." He said, "I'll let you have them now." So he said, "Come in," he said, "and I'll go up and Daddy can get them." So I went in, I stood in the door, and he went up to Daddy and brought down the box of Christmas decorations. And I said to him, I said, "How much are they?" I said, "I only got $5. He said, "That's fine." He said, "You give me the $5. He said, "And you can have the decorations." So I grabbed the box and I made my way over the hill again. And I went home. Mom said, "What have you got?"